Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. I was reading a Detroit News article by Jonathan Osting, and in it, he explains that a business group is pitching an idea that could bring in nearly $1 billion a year, which could be spent on fixing the roads. The West Michigan Policy Forum proposes borrowing $10 billion through pension obligation bonds and put that money into the underfunded Michigan Public Schools employees' retirement system. That would then free up about $980 million a year. Joining us now is Jace Bolger. He's a former Speaker of the House who now works with the West Michigan Policy Forum. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Lester. Good to be with you.
So take us step by step so we understand this. The state borrows $10 billion to put into the teachers' retirement fund. How does that free up the money?
Sure. Well, I'd back up even further to say the state has a massive unfunded liability to the teacher retirement fund. And so our concern is making sure that that's paid for, making sure that those teachers get the promises that they've been made, but also making sure that that promise, that pledge, is not kicked down the road so our kids and grandkids inherit that problem. So what this does is it would replace that unfunded liability with a bond, which does two things. It allows you to earn more and more return on that money because it's invested earlier, and it also secures that repayment plan. You have to make your bond payment. So it secures the repayment to ensure that it is paid off. So doing that, however, also frees up cash flow. And so it's not new money. What it does is it frees up the money that you were paying part of, the only part of the money. You still have to pay for the teacher pension system. But over the 30-year amortization, it'll free up an average of about almost $1 billion a year.
So we'll be making payments for a longer period, but we'll be freeing up this cash now. Is that what I'm hearing?
Only partly. That would be if you believe that the state is going to pay in the next 20 years. And the way that the state would have to do that in that projection, people will talk about a 2038 or 2039 payoff. The only way that works, effectively, every increase in the school aid fund goes to fund the pension system over the next, it ramps up over the next 10 years. So you'd have no teacher raises. You'd have no new money going to the classroom. And what we've seen historically, though, is that the elected officials don't make those minimum payments. And over the Granholm era, when things got tight, those minimum payments weren't made to the tune of well over $1 billion. The bottom line is about $8 billion of the unfunded liability today comes from not making those payments. The point is, this plan would secure that repayment plan. So it's not kicked down the road. Make sure that those payments have to be made every year. And in doing that, it sets that 30-year amortization and makes sure that it's paid off in that time.
Now, in the Detroit News piece, which I'm sure you've seen, Patrick Anderson of Anderson Consulting, who actually worked as a state deputy budget director during the Governor Engler's administration, was critical of your proposal. He indicated counting on pension investments to make up for the interest the state would be paying on the borrowed money is too much of a risk. He says there's no free lunch, and you can't save money by not paying your bills. What's your response to his criticism?
Well, clearly he's hired, and he's hired to oppose this by the Macomb ISD, as was reported in the MERS news service. But the bottom line is there is no free lunch. This is about making sure that that repayment schedule is secured. There's an imperfect analogy. The imperfect analogy would be like an individual who has a credit card payment that they're not meeting. They're barely making their minimum payment, and that just lasts forever. And that's kind of what we've been doing versus securing that to a fixed loan and making sure that that's paid off when you cut up the credit card. Where that analogy breaks down, though, and what he's looking at is you're not paying somebody else interest in this case. It's a matter of how much interest or investment return you can make by having that money invested. So it's not that extending the term means you're going to pay a bank more interest. You're not doing that. Instead, it's the bond. And it creates an inflow of cash that you invest for longer. So actually, it's going to cost less over the long term.
And right, you're talking about an average of 4%. But, you know, pension funds don't always perform according to predictions. What if they don't get an average of 4% return on that $10 billion?
You're right. That bond rate is about, we anticipate, about 4%. But over the long term, the market and these investments have produced greater than a 4% return. And so that is key. And so what it becomes is mitigating the risk. And I think one way to do that, if you invest in the market all at once, all on one day, you're at great risk because that market on one day or at one snapshot in time can go up or down dramatically. However, over time, it's shown that it will increase. And so that's what you do with your 401k. is you invest over time, and you could do that with these $10 billion. You could a dollar cost average and invest over a period of time so that you don't have the single snapshot. Pension obligation bonds have not worked for some entities, but that is because they've done it for the wrong reasons. They've done it because they can't make their payment. They've done it because they're in trouble and they must get a massive arbitrage, is what it's called, a massive investment over their interest payment. This would be for a different purpose, different reason, different assumptions, and therefore I think it's at much less risk.
So we've had this period of growth, expanded growth, for some time now, in fact, record time of a good economy. A lot of people think that, you know, we're on the cusp of a recession in a couple to 5 years. What happens if we do hit a recession and those bonds don't perform well?
Well, two things. Number one, we're talking about one quarter of the unfunded liability and putting a bond on one quarter of that. So you don't do the whole thing. You don't put all your eggs in one basket. The other, I would say that's a very good reason to extend that over time, to make sure that you're investing over time. Because if over the long haul we don't earn at least 4% interest, we've got much bigger problems because all of those projections that we're looking at, including the ones that you talked about earlier for 20 years, go way out the window. We've got to earn more than 4% over the long haul, or else we won't be able to fulfill these obligations without massive amounts of cash going in, which will, again, mean teachers don't get raises and there's no additional money for the classroom. So I think you have to recognize that risk, and then you have to mitigate it. And I think there are several strategies that could do that.
You know, one thing that occurred to me, if you're freeing up money that would otherwise be going to going from the school aid fund into the teacher's pension fund, well, shouldn't that money stay in the school aid fund?
And that was the purpose of this. The reason the West Michigan Policy Forum came forward is because we care about those unfunded liabilities. We want to make sure those teachers get paid, and we want to make sure that our kids and grandkids don't inherit that problem. However, we saw the Speaker Chatfield's goal, the desire, and effort to make sure that all the dollars that are paid at the pump, every dime that a taxpayer pays at the pump, goes to fix the roads. The question when you do that is, well, what about the school aid fund? Because the school aid fund gets money from that sales tax that we pay at the pump that does not go to roads. And so this frees up the cash to backfill that. That's the purpose. In fact, it frees up more cash than is needed to backfill for the sales tax, instead going to fix the roads. And so you could pay down the pension obligation even quicker by dedicating those additional resources. It's up to the legislature then. Do they turn that into additional dollars for the classroom, et cetera? So it does more than they needed to do to backfill putting the dollars you pay at the pump to fixing the roads.
The West Michigan Policy Forum presented the proposal to Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey and Speaker Lee Chatfield. What's been their response?
And the administration. The legislature, to their credit, is taking their time and looking at a wide variety of options. And so it was just information sharing. They had asked us to come forward with ideas. Again, the policy forum came at this and was focused on unfunded liabilities, not necessarily fixing the roads. But when they came to us, they said, would you help us come up with new ideas, ways that we could dedicate additional dollars to fixing the roads? And we saw this as a potential idea to do both. And so we came forward with that, but at this point, they're evaluating a lot of different ideas that they've come up with and others have presented to them.
Jace Bolger is with the business group West Michigan Policy Forum. The group proposed issuing pension obligation bonds for $10 billion to free up some money to use to fix the roads. Thanks for explaining your proposal to us.
Lester, good to be with you. Take care.